Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Johnson, certainly an exciting time of year once again as the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend between the Chiefs and the Eagles, but you guys have got yourselves another Super Bowl ad coming up. Feel free to tell us all about it and kind of where the inspiration came from.
So, you know, we would have hoped that the Bills would be there in the Super Bowl, but, maybe next year. But, this is a time for us, and we've had these ads in many of the Super Bowls, and sometimes we have a little fun and we poke a little fun. Sometimes they're a little more serious. And our goal here was to really highlight sort of those deep human connections that happen at Roswell Park on a daily basis between patients, their doctors, our staff, between families. I mean, this is really, it's all about life and love and sort of the power of coming together. When I watch this video, I can't tell you, I can barely watch it without having a tissue in my hand. And I can't tell you how proud I am because we really, cancer, when you get a diagnosis of cancer, it affects everyone in your family, your friends. I mean, it's a time when those things are challenged in all families, and so this is really about that hope that we can bring to individuals, and that people do survive this disease, and there's been some amazing progress. And so, one of the lines that I love in the commercial is hope doesn't just live in a community, it thrives. And so we want, when this ad is over, we want people to feel the moments that are portrayed in this video.
Where does this commercial maybe differ from commercials over the last few years that you guys have run come Sunday?
Well, I think this is a totally different, I mean, what we're doing here is, I mean, every single frame is a person, a family, a team member that we know, someone who inspires us to come to work, fight for our patients every day. I mean, this purposefully was to portray sort of the moments that define us and sort of the people that sort of stand by us and the hope that really every cancer patient has in their fight against cancer. And so those are the sort of messages that we're trying to convey.
And when do you anticipate that this commercial will air come Sunday?
Well, I believe it's right before halftime.
Very good. Dr. Johnson, anything else that you care to add about the big game commercial that maybe we haven't discussed here today?
I hope people that it touches the hearts of, like it touches the hearts of everyone here at Roswell who have seen it and put it together. And I hope it touches people's hearts when they see this.